Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, all, and welcome to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show. I am so glad that you all found here today at my new time and place. So remember to tell your friends that I moved. Don't panic. I'm Shirley, a clinical hypnotherapist and coach here in Southern California, and a glitter and rainbow girl going way, way, way back. My specialty is working with the LGBTQIA, BDSM, kink community, anybody that may feel that, you know, they're a little fringy, but you're not. So, you know, that's what I do, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I hope we get to have a little bit of fun, maybe a little inspiration today, bring a smile to your face, and maybe a little giggle to your heart. Now, I know by now, those of you that are listening know exactly how we start our show. So make sure you're in a nice, safe place. And you know where those safe places are. They are not driving. They are not dealing with heavy machinery. So I want you to just be calm, put your feet down on the floor, take a nice deep breath, hold it in, and exhale that smile. Oh, that's fabulous. Now we're going to do part two. We love part two. So let's go. Wiggle your toes, wiggle, 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 in your shoes, out of your shoes. I don't care. Now, wiggle your butt. Come on, wiggle that butt, wiggle that butt. I have never seen somebody do that without having a smile on their face. So in the third part, I want you to take another nice deep breath. And as you exhale, just tell yourself, I got this. I have totally got this. It's going to be okay. No big deal. Just some sort of short little affirmation that keeps you going. You know, now we've loosened up the ankles, we've loosened up your legs, your core, your shoulders. If you're in a really good place, you know, I love to roll my head. Come on, roll the head. Because when we're sitting for too long, our neck and shoulders kind of get really tight. So every once in a while, roll your head. It's not going to fall off. Under normal circumstances, it's not going to fall off. So just roll it around. To keep our show going, I do have a Patreon page, Hypno Fairy Godmother. It's got some great perks on it. I also want to thank the Bambit app, who's still helping me out here. We got a great deal going on. So I want you to get in on that. Wow. And Tamiza's Treats for their special support. If you need any treats, I'm telling you, baked goods, gluten-free, sugar-free, whatever. Tamiza's your gal. And she does deliver here in the Southern California area. So look up Tamiza's Treats for that. And I got another special Patreon person who I am not going to give a shout out to, but if you're listening, thank you very much. And, you know, I miss you. So now here we go. Afternoon, my lovelies. So I often think about how I grew up. You know, I was strange, I was alone, and I was faking it for anybody who could see who I was. You know, this was before the internet, so that's totally dating myself. But, you know, I had no one to talk to. I had parents, had siblings, had cousins, had friends, but still, I had never felt so alone. And nobody knew what was going on the real inside. And that has kind of weighed with me for a while. So my goal, at least for this last, you know, when I started getting me together, my goal has been to become the person I wish I would have had growing up. Interesting, huh? So what does that even mean? You know, so I want you to, you know, if you can, just kind of picture in your head that ultimate friend, that someone that just listened to you. They don't judge, you know, they don't give me their opinion. They just look at you with compassion and caring and let you vent and scream and cry and do whatever you need to do. But they're there for you. And most of us don't have that person. So I decided to, the best thing that I could do to help fix me, but also to help those around me, was to try to become this person. Because, you know, when you're young, or at any age for that matter, the last thing you need is a bunch of people giving you their opinion. Now, they usually have good intentions. I never, you know, think that people don't have good intentions. But, you know, whether you're young or any age for that matter, you know, it doesn't do any good for people to tell you their opinion on something that you're trying to figure out on your own. I mean, that's what you're trying to do. So it's, you know, but you want that person to listen. And I mean, listen. But, you know, have you ever thought of, you know, what can I do? How could I become this person? I'm busy. I live in the middle of nowhere. Or, you know, who would really care what I have to say? We all kind of think that. But I got to tell you, everyone wants to hear your story. Every person has a story, you know, and people should know your story. Because trust me, if you've made it to adulthood, I know you have a story. Big towns, little towns, big cities, whether you came out young, whether you came out old, whether, you know, you stayed where you lived, you know, stayed where you grew up your whole life, or maybe you moved around trying to find yourself. You have that story. And although you may not think that it matters that much to you, it could be just the thing that somebody else is actually looking for, you know? But then, you know, I can hear some of you out there going, well, what if I'm straight? Well, congratulations and go you. There are a ton of people that would like to hear from you too. There are straight kids right now that feel just as alone and have no idea what they're going to do to make it through another day. Honestly, the best thing we can do for all teens and adults, you know, is to be there for them. And another good thing that we could do for all teenagers and young adults is teach them life skills. This isn't something that will change the world, but it will change their lives. When I was in school, we learned typing and cooking and accounting, like how to balance a checkbook, how to open up an account, how to pump gas, you know, how to change a tire. These are things that everybody needs to know, whether you're straight or gay, does not matter. We, in my family, we weren't allowed to drive our car until we knew how to change a tire. And, you know, we always had to know where to put water in case we overheated. I mean, and these were life skills. But, you know, they don't teach life skills anymore. They teach testing. So, you know, if you've got extra time, I know we're busy, but some of us aren't as busy as we used to be. So maybe something you could do is, if you've got that little extra time, volunteer. you know, on a phone line. Most LGBTQIA centers have programs, you know, where you can help those that call. Some need extra training. Doesn't take that long. Some, you know, just have, you know, sit here and pick up the phone and listen to this person. And if they need extra help, you know, they give you the list of numbers of places that maybe they need to call, like suicide hotlines, homeless shelters, things like that. But you can also check with Boys and Girls Clubs. A lot of those are still open, maybe not as much as they used to be. But, you know, check out those clubs. Check out community centers. Volunteer just a few hours and say, I'm here for anybody that needs to talk. And know that you're not there to give your opinion. You're not there to throw out advice unless it's asked for. You're just there to listen. And I know right now, you know, as far as groups go, in some places you can only meet up with maybe five people, and other places it's whoever can fit in the place. But did you know that there is no restriction on how many people you can reach doing a YouTube video? Maybe a Facebook Live. Maybe even start a podcast. It's easier than you think. And it could just be a place where you get your story out. You know, maybe this is something that you've kind of thought about. A lot of people go, you know, I should write a book about what I did. Well, maybe you're not the writer type. Maybe you're more of the video type. So start videotaping, or at least audio taping. And you can make that into a podcast where you may change somebody's world. We never know what one little sentence can change the difference in somebody's world. Or, you know, just making sure that, you know, that poor person, whether it's a kid, a teen, an adult, most people just want somebody, to listen. But here's the most important thing. If somebody does trust you and, you know, to listen to them, to not do any of the advice, but to actually listen to them, you know, the big thing is to make sure that you're actually listening. And I know that sounds a little strange, but anybody can sit on the other side of someone or on the other side of a phone and just go, and nod. Okay, we all know that person's not listening. We all know that you could be have the same reaction talking to a wall. So if they're going to, you know, if they're going to give you the privilege, and I do mean the privilege of trusting you, make sure that you give them your all. You know, turn off any audio, any video. I mean, unless it has to do with them. And just listen. You know, make sure that they know that you're still there. But, you know, give it, most people want to be heard. They want somebody to know that what they say is important enough for them to matter. On many an occasion, I have seen adults, if somebody, you know, a child or whatever comes up to them and starts to ask them a question, they get shooed away. And it doesn't matter how old they are, they get shooed away. Well, if this starts when you're really young, you start to believe that your opinion doesn't matter. And it does. your opinions matter. Your thoughts matter. Your feelings matter. And if you don't have that at home, or if you didn't have that at home, think of how important it is to give that to somebody. You know, I had a million people around me and nobody knew who I was. Nobody knew how I felt. Some of us get so good at faking it that we can totally live two lives. Well, I want to help somebody to know that they don't need to live two lives. They need to be their authentic self. And for me to help somebody become their authentic self, that's where it comes into me being that person that I wish I would have had. I wish I would have had that person that I just believed in my heart wouldn't tell anybody. You know, wouldn't judge, wouldn't, you know, take what I said and blow it up and blow it out. And, you know, some of us feel like we never really get that person. And it has nothing to do with the people around us. You know, when I finally did come out to my family, there were no really harsh reactions. There were some interesting reactions, but no, you know. So technically, I probably could have talked to these people, but I didn't feel the self-confidence that they wouldn't think that I was just a weirdo or strange. And that's what we all kind of fear. So, you know, part of becoming the person you wish you would have had is taking those feelings that you had as a kid and figuring out how to make it better. What would you have wanted somebody to ask you? What would you have wanted somebody to say to you? Would you want them to just sit there and hold your hand and be quiet? Would you have wanted them to be able to completely talk you out of it? You know, what is it that you would have wanted? For each of us, that's a different story. You know, some people need that quiet, get it out, I've said it, things are good now, and I can move on. Great. Other people, on the other hand, need that raucous screaming, yelling, crying, whatever it is, to get it out. And maybe you're the person to help them with that. We all need different things. So maybe me becoming the person I would have wanted, maybe that works for 5% of the people. You know what? That's 5%. That's huge. Maybe you only touch one person, one. But you know what? That's one person that you could have changed their lives. And like I said, it doesn't matter whether you're gay or you're straight. You know, I know of a lot of kids that grow up straight in little communities, maybe even big places, feel totally alone. They feel alone. Millions of people around them. Doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. Because it's how they feel. And the most important thing that I do is I let whoever it is that I'm talking to or listening to, I let them know I have no idea how they feel. I don't know what they went through. Don't have a clue. So I'm never going to say, yeah, I know. Because most of the time I don't. But what I tell them is I had my journey, and because I know how I was feeling and I know how my journey went, I can, you know, I can emphasize just, I mean, I don't know how you feel, but just knowing how I felt, I'm right there with you. You know, my job is to sit and listen to you. And I have done this with straight kids. I have done this with gay kids. I have done this. And when I say kids, I have talked with everything from 6, 7-year-olds that just want somebody to listen to them. It's amazing what happens when you get on the floor with a child and you're looking at them eye to eye. Because you know what? You're not standing above them. You're not looking down on them. You're not criticizing them. You're eye to eye with them. That means the world. You know, I would never, ever have somebody sit below me. If they want to sit on the floor, I'm getting on the floor. If they want to text because that's how they get it out, then text. You know, I have text. I have been online and I have texted with kids from all over the world, teenagers, just from all over. I put my number out there. I said on Messenger, I said, if you need to talk, I'm here to listen. Well, these poor kids, and you know what they need? They need to know that they're not alone. Sometimes the most important thing you can say is, you're not the only one. That you're not alone. You know, you're not strange. You're not the only person that has ever felt this way. Because growing up is hard enough. You want to know that those weird thoughts that you're having in your head, that they're okay. You're allowed to have weird thoughts. You're allowed to have bad days. You're allowed all of that. And as an adult, if you're helping or attempting to, you know, put yourself out there, know that if you have a bad day, that is not the time to go on a helpline. That's your time to go, okay, I'm just not having a good day. This is not a good time for me. And you're allowed that too. You know, becoming that person is not an overnight thing. I've been working on it for years, still just helping out where I can. You know, we all have the ups and the downs. I've had times where I've had appointments with people and I am so not in the mood. But, you know, I, you know, take a few minutes for myself. Because sometimes you just need to take a few minutes for yourself. Especially if you know that you're going into something deep or you're just not sure. You know, how the situation's going to go. Now, if you feel like you're totally not into it, then contact wherever it was if you were going to volunteer and just let them know. Because I can guarantee you that they would rather you tell them that you're really grumpy or you're sick or you're just not feeling it than for you to get on some sort of a helpline and have, you know, you give them kind of bad advice. You know, and don't do so much that you're getting burned out. When I say I want to become that person, I used to think I needed to help everybody. My job is to help every person out there, to make every person smile, to make everybody have a good day. You can't. You can't. It is not your job. And as I have found out and been told many times, it is not my job to fix the world. It is my job to fix me. And if by fixing me, I can help someone else. It's incredible. So here we have the, you say, okay, I think that's a good idea. Where do I find these places? Well, first of all, internet. Come on. Facebook. If you're watching this on Facebook right now, you're right there. If you're listening to this on the podcast or on a replay, still, you're right there. You know, look for groups. Look for groups on Facebook. Look for groups on every social platform. There are groups of people that you can associate with. Don't take over the group. You know, every time somebody brings up an issue, don't feel like it's your responsibility to jump right in. But kind of get a feeling of, you know, how people are feeling, how people are handling situations. We're in a crazy time right now. So emotions are up, feelings are up. You know, those that felt lonely before are really feeling lonely now. So this is a good time. You know, this is the best time to kind of put yourself out there. You know, don't try to be somebody you're not, but put you out there. And if something comes up in one of these groups that you feel really connected to, message, just put a post. Hi, this is who I am. I'm glad that we're all here. Da da da. If you need to have somebody listen to you, I usually say have somebody listen to what you need instead of somebody to talk to. Because, you know, a lot of times people don't want to talk, which is why they will text me or email back and forth. Some people need that person to talk to, but make sure you let them know that your main job here is to listen to them. Unconditional. No judgment. Think of yourself as a wonderful, just clear board. You know, you're just there for them to fill it all up. You know, make sure that, you know, that you're there. But if you're not actually talking face to face with that person or online with that person, make sure that you let them know every once in a while that you're still there. Because sometimes when you're texting people, if it takes a while for a thought to come out, or you're trying to figure out the thing, the right thing to say, or maybe they're trying to think of the right thing to say, you know, you can do this without being snarky. I know this for a fact. So, you know, just go, I just want you to know I'm still here. I have done that, you know, more than once, and I'll have people go, thank you. I just need to know that you're on the other line. I need to know that you're there, that another human is there. You know, at a minimum, you know, sometimes, you know, maybe you think about your friends. Kind of roll through your head that lovely little, you know, picture album you got there going, and look through your friends and go, ooh, haven't heard from this person in a while. And just, you know, text them, call them, whatever them, and go, you know, I haven't heard from you in a while. Just wondering if you, you know, needed to vent or just see how you were doing. One of my favorite things is just to kind of post, just checking on you, because you're not being invasive. You're not saying, what's wrong? I hate that. That is my biggest beef. Or you just got off a call, or you just got out of a meeting, or, you know, you're trying to figure out the way you know, way a phone call went and somebody will go, are you okay? Is everything okay? Are you all right? Now, as a people, we are programmed that if somebody says, are you okay? You say, yep, I'm fine. Okay. Well, as we know, biggest lie in the world. So, you know, if somebody comes up to you after you've had a tough call or you're just having a tough moment, be honest with people. Go, you know what? I'm just having a day. You know, I'm fine. But, you know, I just kind of want to be alone right now. And hopefully you will have people in your life that respect that. Because sometimes you need that person to talk to and to listen to. As much as we give out, you know, you get what you give, but sometimes you need that person too. You know, while I'm struggling to become, you know, that person that I want to become, sometimes I need someone to talk to. Sometimes you need someone to talk to. That's one of the interesting things about, you know, social media these days, or having all these, you know, it gets overwhelming. If you're on every social platform and you're trying to keep up with everything and do everything, plus your regular life, it's just completely overwhelming. So that's where the don't burn yourself out. And it also depends on who do you feel comfortable, you know, helping? Who or where do you feel comfortable? Do you only feel comfortable talking to people online? Okay. Do you only feel comfortable talking to people face to face? Yeah. But I do understand that that's a little harder. But that still doesn't mean you can't. Like I said, you know, talk to the Boys and Girls Clubs. Talk to, you know, centers out there, the LGBT centers, community centers. A lot of times communities, little community centers or chambers of commerce will have, you know, you tell, they know how many people can be in a room at one time right now with the distancing and everything. And, you know, make a post and say, this is where I'm going to be. I'm here to listen. Let's have a little, you know, have a little group thing and have people sign up. That way you set the limit and you're not going to have 30 people show up if you can only have 10. If that does happen, congratulations. You're awesome. But we can't break city rules. I like to do stuff online. Most of that is because I live in a place where they don't want you getting together at all. That's why I started working online. And it's helped me kind of grow. And, you know, when I said make a podcast or do a Facebook Live or something like that, I could feel everybody listening going, no, I can't do that video thing. I cannot. Nope, nope. Okay, your first few videos, they're going to be horrible. Unless you are a professional. But you know what? That person that needs somebody to listen to them, they don't care. They don't. They aren't looking for the perfect person. They're looking for a person. You know, you may go, well, I think I've got, you know, some really good advice, or I've got an idea that, you know, we all have those ideas. We all have the plans. We all have the, but we're just really afraid. And you're allowed to be afraid. But do you want that to hold you back? I don't want that to hold me back. Because remember, I'm not trying to save the world. I'm not trying to become that person that I wish I would have had for everybody, because the person that I needed, I don't know how many people would need that person. I mean, how I grew up, most likely not how most of you grew up. Not better, not worse. So maybe my person that I needed is a little crazier, a little more adventurous. But just let me vent. I'm a venter. Just let me do that. You know, I grew up in a little town. Okay. That doesn't mean that what I want to do to help means any less. Because there could be somebody in a big city needs somebody crazy to vent to. Nobody understands why they have purple or pink hair. Nobody understands why they take this class, why they believe in this, why they want to do this, you know? And so maybe my crazy person connects with their crazy person. And it doesn't have to be solemn. That's the other thing. Everybody thinks that it needs to be absolutely serious if you're going to talk to somebody. I'm a hypnotherapist. Right then and there, people know that I may do stuff just a little less conventional than other people do. People see me, they go, oh, okay. So I don't dress in the professional career girl category. I do have pink hair. I am bigger than a bread box. Well, guess what? It is not going to be good for, you know, this is not the person that a lot of people want. Some people, you know, when they finally decide that it's time for them to start healing, they want somebody that looks like the stereotypical person that they would want, that you see on TV. I'm not that person. But maybe the fact that I don't do everything traditional and by the book is exactly what you're looking for. Every time I went in to see a doctor, or was told to see a counselor, they all look like somebody I would have absolutely nothing in common with. And so why should I talk to them? Don't have anything to, they cannot relate to me. Well, you know, that's why there's different people out there. So don't think that because you're, you know, maybe your life is totally different. Maybe, you know, you live in a big city and you work for a big corporation and, you know, and don't think that that doesn't appeal to those out there that need that. Only you knew who know who that person was that you needed growing up. Only you know that. I don't know that. Maybe don't. I have talked to as many straight kids online and through messaging as I have gay kids. I don't care, because the most important thing about becoming the person that they need is meeting them on their level, meeting them where they are. Don't try to change someone. You can't. You know, that goes back to the giving advice. And although you may have wonderful, you know, intentions, they don't want your advice. I mean, unless they ask for it, honestly. Sometimes they will ask for it and you're like, oh, cool. And then you can kind of talk that through on a different level. What I'm more or less talking about is being that person that can help, that can just, you know, like I said, listen. It's harder than you think because, you know, we're in a time where we tend to multitask. So I can't watch TV without doing two other things at the same time. I've tried. I can get it down to where I'm doing two things at the same time, but to just sit there, it's not me. So when I'm working with someone, when I'm working with a client, or maybe working with a friend, working with somebody that just contacted me online, the most important thing for me to do is go into a separate room, go into my office, and kind of shut everything off and everything down, and let that person know that, okay, everything's there. I am here for you. And that right there, you could have just done exactly what they needed. No talking, no trying to figure it out. You just told them exactly what they needed. They needed somebody to just be there. Just, you know, you never know with you becoming that person that you're helping them become that person so that they can actually help more in the future. See, it's this wonderful, wonderful rolling action where it's like random acts of kindness. You're nice to somebody and they're nice to somebody, and it kind of keeps rolling. And boy, if we need anything right now, we need the rolling ball of happiness. Don't really know what else to call it, but that's what we need. You know, don't try to rush it. But little things. Like I tell people, when you go out, you know, for any reason, you got your mask on, you got your phone with you, listen to music, dance. You got your mask on, nobody's going to see you anyway. You know, listen to a podcast. Listen to a book. I love audiobooks. Listen to anything but the news, basically. Because once you leave, you know, a good way of you becoming the best you, so that you can help people become the best them, is do stuff to de-stress yourself. The news is stressful and depressing. So, you know, find a podcast where they talk about, you know, meditations and you just walking on. Find, you know, your hip hop dance mix. Like I said, I love dancing in line. Doesn't matter to me. Don't care. They're just as bored as I am. I'm getting what I need out of it. You know, I love to call it the art of Weeble Kung Fu. Yes, those little tiny Weebles that wobble, but they don't fall down. Because you're helping yourself kind of lean. And while you're doing that, you're possibly helping one or two other people. And you may be going like this, where you're kind of leaning against, but you're not actually connecting. And you just keep doing something until you mix. That's the whole fun of Weeble Kung Fu. It means keep trying. You're not going to fall. You're going to wobble a little bit, but you're not going to fall. Keep trying. You know, I've worked on phone helplines where it seemed like a disaster. And I was like, okay, I can't ever do this again. I'm a disaster. I am not what this person needs. I am not what anybody needs. And I've had people come up to me and go, that was absolutely perfect. And I'm like, how could that have been perfect? That was horrible. And they're like, nope. You were just here being you. How nice is that to hear? That you're great just being you. So this week, I'm going to tell y'all that what you need to do, if you're thinking about it and if you're wanting to, you know, to become that person. Become that person that, you know, you wish you would have had. Start writing. You know me, I'm a list person. Write down who your ultimate person was that you could have talked to. What would they have said to you, if anything? What would you have said to them? And yeah, this is something that, like I said, don't care if you're gay or straight. In between, around, through, doesn't matter to me. Write down who is it that you wish you would have had to talk to. And if you had that person, I am so happy for you. So, because you are so far ahead of the curve that you can automatically go, okay, so I had this person. So how did this person help me? Okay, now knock that into the 21st century and go, that's how I can help. Call around. Seriously, call around. Community centers, boy and girl centers, LGBT centers. Join a group on Facebook that maybe you would have never thought to join. What were things that you were interested in as a teenager that your parents would never understand? I can guarantee you that there's a group like that. There are, you know, gamers. There's just about everybody. Like I said, anything that you can think of, there's a group for. And most of the time, these groups cluster together because they're all that they know. So think of how important you could be to go into that group, not overtake it, not overstep your bounds, but listen, read the messages. You know, just read the messages, and every once in a while, throw something in. Great advice. If you have them, you know, if you're on a gamer group and you have a cheat code, they will love you. So just, you know, whatever your group is. I was a musician. I was a drummer growing up. I've got onto groups like that. What did I love? Girl drummers. Okay. There were not a lot of girl drummers, but you know what? There are now. So you just go on there and go, yep, I get it, and go for it. So this week, you know, take your time, take 5 minutes, take a breather while you're doing all this. This is not a rush. This will not happen in a day. This is not a rush. So I am here to remind you that you need to breathe like I have showed you how to breathe. And I don't want to see anybody breathing from up here at the top of their chest. We all know that we, you know, do the deep, deep breathing. Because that's what we're up to. You know, get out of your house. You know, walk around. You know, if there's a center or something near you, walk over to it. You're allowed to. Just, you know, and breathe and look around and think about everything that you could do. How important you could be to one person. So, you know, everybody knows I work with my clients here online. I now have a podcast, so you can hear any of my midweek mindfulnesses or audios of any of these shows on there so that you can, you know, download them, refer to a friend. Because you got to take, you know, take a hold of what your mental state is. Take note, you know. And if you do need somebody to listen to, I am always there. You know, you can message me, you can text me. I, in fact, am on pretty much every social media. You can call, you know, you can message me at hypnofairygodmother@yahoo.com. I will always be here for you. So thank you for tuning in. Remember to tell all your friends because I'll be back next week. And remember to take a deep breath. Hold it in. And exhale with a smile. And I will see you next week.
You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.